Embracing the New Year. Words from Jesus. I open a door before you at the start of the new year. As you walk through that door, you will receive the faith and anointing for the year ahead, to walk in my will and plan for you. As you come to me in faith and trust, listening to my voice speaking in your heart, I will continue to guide you in service to me and others. This year is closing, and as you enter into a new year, you can expect changes and new challenges. Yet, I am the same today as I have always been. I change not. My love will remain with you, never leaving you for a second, not even for the blink of an eye. I will never depart from you. As you enter this new year, I will be near to you. Receive the love that I wish to give you, so that you can pour forth my love on others. Receive the wisdom of my Spirit, that your decisions may be wise and led of me. Stay close to me in the coming year. My presence will give you light in the midst of darkness, and protection in times of trouble, and enable you to be a witness to others. Trust me that I will never fail you or forsake you. I will be with you each step of the way. You can lean on me and find the strength and reassurance that you need to carry on. As you put me and my kingdom first in your life, I promise I will supply your needs. So step with faith into this new year that's dawning, and trust that I will be with you every step of the way. I love you, and you are mine forever. A year of growth. Continue to grow in coming to me and committing everything to me. Be open to what I have for you, and to ask deep, soul-searching questions such as, is there anything more you have to show me or teach me? What more can I do for you? What more can I do for others? How can I lay down my life for you and others? Commit all your ways to me and trust in me to help you. Lean on me and rest in me. Have faith and believe that my word is true. Don't worry about how you're going to fare in the year ahead. Keep your focus on seeking me and my kingdom first, and you will find the strength and courage you need. In your weakness, I can manifest my strength. I have brought you through much this past year. In the past, you have had certain mindsets for how things should be, what you wanted, what you thought was best, and how you would be happiest. Yet, over time, and through breakings and siftings, you've come to believe the simple truth that I know best, and my plans for your life are for your ultimate good. You've come to see life as the great learning experience that it is, and have realized how much is yet ahead of you and how much farther you have to go. Always keep this mind set and resist feelings of complacency, of having all that you want or need, of being satisfied with the way things are. Be content with what you have, yet always seek to grow in your faith. Continue to look for ways you can be a help and a blessing to others. Reach out to others. Be a support to those who are struggling. Give a helping hand to those in need. On the right path. I know at times you feel insignificant, small, and unneeded, but that's not how I see you. You have chosen the pathway of my will, and although it seems dark to you right now, the way ahead will grow brighter until that perfect day. The most important thing for you to remember is that you are on the right path that leads to eternal life. You've not only found the right path, but you've been willing to walk on this path and continue to follow me. I've allowed this temporary time of darkness upon your path, this time of testing, for a good purpose. I know exactly where you are on the path of my will, and I know that it will lead to the brightness of peace and trust and faith. The tests and trials are for a purpose, and will work together for your good, and will bring forth the good fruits of my Spirit as you allow me to work in your life. I know it's not an easy process, but if you're willing to endure this for a season and cling to me, you'll reap the beautiful fruits of a closer walk with me. My word is steadfast and true and will never fail. All that I've promised in my word will come to pass. Remember that there's no testimony without a test and no triumph without a trial. That means you have to be willing to go through the tests and trials in order to obtain the victory. But it's worth every bit of sacrifice. It's worth the fight. As you hold on to me and keep going, you'll go from strength to strength. There is victory at the end of this dark patch of the road, and I'll help you to walk it, one step at a time. I'm always with you, right beside you, whispering my comfort and guidance in your ear. I'm your strength, and I will not fail to help you through this time. Trust in my love for you. Trust that I will never leave you comfortless. You may have hardships, like the disciples of old, who suffered many things, and of whom this world was not worthy. But you will be rewarded in my kingdom, and you'll know that it was worth it all. You will see me come through in majesty, glory, and triumph, and you will understand how these earthly trials are but a flash in the pan, an instant compared to eternity, as a fleck of sand on the wide expanse of the beach. You have so much to look forward to. There will be times of tribulation, but these are but stepping stones to the wonderful future I have prepared for all who love me. Faith for the future. I've worked out every detail in your life up to this point, and you can have confidence that I will continue to do so. It will still be by faith. You'll need to step out by faith and do that which I have for you to do. You'll need to seek me and look to me to know which steps to take and when. I will faithfully lead you and guide you as long as you continue to look to me. Have no fear of what's ahead. My love and spirit can and will cast out all fear as you place your trust in me. Remember that I am always with you to the end of the world and beyond. I will never leave you or forsake you. You never need to fear, for I will never leave you without my spirit and presence. My love for you stretches out through eternity. As you draw close to me, you will know that I drew up the plans for every aspect of your life, and I have not made any mistakes in my plan for you. I have kept and preserved you throughout your life, and I will not forsake you now. Fear not, for you are mine, and I will keep you. You will always have a place in my kingdom. Don't be fearful or worried about what this coming year may bring, but trust that whatever challenges you face, I will work all things together for your good. Look to me each step of the way, and let it be a year of an ever closer walk with me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.